Have you planned for your retirement? Are you thinking about retiring someday? Do you want to retire? Are you looking forward to it? Well, today I want to talk about maybe why you should not retire and how you could do that, how you can not retire on this episode of the Financial Momentum Podcast. Everybody, welcome to the Financial Momentum Podcast. I'm Paul Airy, and I want to talk about retirement, but not in the way you might think. We're going to talk about how you can not retire and why you shouldn't retire. The concept of retirement's been around for a while, but in relation to how long humans have been around, it's just a split second of time. The whole idea of retirement, I think, came up in 1889, the German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck decided he needed to appease some protesting communist workers who couldn't get a job, and he decided the government should pay older people to leave the workforce. So anybody 70 or older, the government was going to write them a check and pay them to not work. And that's how we kind of got into this, what I think is a kind of a mess that we're in now. Everybody obsessed with the idea of retirement. I talk a lot about rescuing your retirement plan because most people have a really crappy retirement plan, or they haven't planned at all for it. So rescuing your retirement is a topic that a lot of people are interested in. And I talk about rescuing that retirement plan with some alternative choices other than the pension plans, 401ks, IRAs, that kind of stuff, which all have a pretty good probability that someday they just might not be there for you. I talk about creating a high income retirement because my belief is you need income, not savings, for your retirement. Everybody needs some savings, but you don't need to live on your savings. You want to have an income to live on when you retire, if you retire. But do you really want to retire? That's the question here today. Retirement is, it's not for the squeamish. How many people have you known who retired and died in about a year or less, or had some horrible health problem creep up that they developed since retirement? Once you leave your career, once you leave the job that you have and stop doing whatever it is you do in your life, you don't have a purpose anymore. Things start to happen. You know, things go wrong. I used to know a car salesman that he retired, and probably 6 months later he had a stroke, and he wasn't that old. He was, you know, in his 60s, and it was just downhill from there for him. Now, he may have had the stroke anyway if he hadn't retired, but when you start sitting around at home with nothing to do, and you know you get out of shape pretty quick, unless you're disciplined enough to get out there and use your free time for exercise and working out and stuff. Think about this. Have you ever seen a vacant building? Think about a vacant building. What happens to it after it's been sitting there for several months or maybe several years? Starts to fall apart, doesn't it? Starts to get run down and things start falling off. I went through a building one time that had been sitting empty for several years, and the plaster, it was an old building, had thick plaster on the walls, and a lot of it probably asbestos, but it started to just fall off the walls. Weeds and grass start growing up in places and places where they normally don't grow, like growing up through the concrete in the parking lot or the asphalt, grow up between any seams in the concrete on the steps going into the building, and then before you know it, it even starts cracking the concrete and cracking the asphalt. And then once the roof starts to leak, that's it. You know, when the roof leaks and there's nobody there to fix it, building's going to fall apart really fast. And basically the building dies because there's nobody living in it. There's nobody occupying it. Nobody there to do business in that building and keep it alive. So there's what I call the leaky roof syndrome with retirees. When the roof starts to leak, things start going bad fast. And the same thing happens to people when they retire. They don't have any purpose. There's no purpose in their life. They become sedentary. They don't do anything. They don't. They might get out and drive around town. And my dad retired 3 times in his life. And he just couldn't stand to stay retired. He retired once from the military, and he was still pretty young, so he went and got a job, and then he worked at that job for years. He retired from that, and he tried to stay retired, but he just couldn't stand it. He couldn't stand staying at home. He was too restless and needed to get out and do stuff, so he got a third job, got another job, and then he eventually retired from that, and it wasn't too long for that he died. And there are people like that. I'm afraid I'm like that. I don't think I could stand and not have something to do. And you know what? Crawling around in the garden just sounds horrible to me, and it would get old really quick. Sitting on the beach, you know, you always see these pictures of somebody sitting on the beach drinking a some kind of a tropical drink with an umbrella in it. Well, you can only do that for so long, and you become a sunburned alcoholic. And I'm not trying to be a downer here, but I mean, you know, that kind of life just, it sounds exciting at first, but it will get boring before you know it. You'll be trying to, if you're an entrepreneur type person, you'll be sitting on the beach and you'll start trying to figure out what kind of business you can have on the beach, you know, to make some money and have a purpose in your life. If you don't, your roof starts to leak. Depression sets in. You start to stress over money and health problems, and you get bored. So that's what I call the leaky roof syndrome. It's just like on a building. Once that happens, once the roof leaks, you're done for. So retirement is kind of an interesting concept. I don't ever plan on retiring. I don't ever want to retire. And if you remember Bob Proctor, he was one of the world's best known and most successful coaches, personal development experts, author, speaker. So many of the world's best coaches were trained by him and trained under him and came from his organization. And he's up there on the level, I believe, with Tony Robbins and John Maxwell. And he never retired. And he always said, I'm never going to retire. I'll work till the day they put me in the ground. And that's exactly what he did. He was traveling all around the world, speaking, teaching, coaching, writing, making videos, up until the day he died. He was 87 years old, and I think it was last year when he died, 2023. Might have been the end of somewhere in 2022. I don't know, somewhere in the last couple of years, he died. And he was working right up until that time. And I think he was happy. Definitely had plenty of money. And if you love what you do and you make money at it, and you're still able to do it, why would you want to quit? If you're physically able, mentally able, why quit? It's a mindset problem. We have this thing that we were raised with, and, you know, sorry to the parents out there, but it's usually the parents' fault for this because they teach it to you, right? A lot of our mindsets come from our parents and our teachers. We're raised with this mindset of school, job, retirement. That's the order of things, and the retirement is the goal. And you know what? That kind of keeps us in financial bondage. And when I say financial bondage, I mean, you know, we spend our lives trying to pay for things. We're always just barely above being broke and, you know, having that job. We spend all the money we make in the job. Anything we don't spend, if you're disciplined enough, you put it in some kind of retirement savings, or you have maybe your job has a pension plan, and you work toward the retirement. And you know, do you really want to spend your life with your goal being to do nothing? That's kind of what they're telling you to do. I think that's one of the worst things a human being can do to themselves, is have the goal of someday doing nothing. We were not meant to do nothing. We were not put on this earth to give up and do nothing. So I think there's some better ideas out there. There's some better things to do with your retirement. I think that as entrepreneurs, we just don't have to do that. We don't have to put up with that way of life. We have other ideas. Now, for me personally, I like the idea of owning real estate that produces an income no matter what happens to me. Now, it does require work. Contrary to what people say, it is not passive income. That is BS. Real estate does not give you passive income. It gives you recurring income, but there is work involved. And it requires me to think. I have to negotiate with people. I have to do some math problems, have to read and interact with people. And you know, I have customers. People don't think of tenants as their customers, but they are. They rely on you to give them a building, a space to put their business in that is safe and secure and good, has good traffic, good visibility, and provides them with a good place to do business from. So as long as I do that, I'll have money and I'll have a purpose. And yes, you can have more than one purpose. I don't have to stick with just real estate. I have a podcast. I have a newsletter. I have a YouTube channel that I get to every now and then to add stuff to it. I haven't done that in a couple of months, but that's something that I do. And I coach people, and I help people with their real estate. And I still have a brokerage, and there's no reason for me to ever give up my brokerage unless I just get tired of doing it. If I get bored with it, you know, I might get bored with it. I have in the past. And I went back into it. I took a couple of years off and went back into it. And, you know, it's growing again. So I want to tell you about a friend of mine I have, and he's also a mentor, but he's in his 70s. He owns dozens of properties, tons of properties, probably 40 or 50 commercial real estate properties. And these are not tiny little dinky things. They're not houses. They are commercial properties. Some of them multi-million dollar properties, warehouses, retail centers, and, industrial stuff and retail stuff. And he's still a general contractor. He builds industrial buildings, office buildings, retail properties. That's how he gets some of his investment properties. He builds them. And, he's in his 70s and he's the happiest 70-year-old I know. He's more than 70. He's 70 plus. I don't know exactly how old he is, but, he's the happiest person in his 70s that I know personally. You don't have to own real estate though, to avoid retiring. It's just not for everybody. Okay. And I love it. And A lot of people love it, but it's not meant for everyone. And so there are other things that you can do to make money and keep working, but not have a job, not have the job that you've had for the last 20 or 30 years. And if you start planning now, man, if you're in your 30s or 40s, you've got so many opportunities right now to start planning for something better. There are a lot of ways to invest. There are a lot of different businesses that you can start. You can buy a business and change the way you live. And I'm not talking about turning into a miser and saving your money. That's not what you want to do. But I'm talking about more creative ways to live. But a career change could be all you need. Think of it as a career change, not retirement. Think about this. If you have 5 years, 10 years of experience in a career, you're probably an expert by now. There's something in that career that you're an expert at doing. And, you know, our world changes so quick. It's like every year we live in a different world. You know, we have 2 years ago, AI wasn't a big deal. For example, last year, it was the hottest thing on earth. This year, it's probably going to be even bigger. And all of that came about in the space of about a year, maybe 2 years. But you can become an expert at something pretty quick nowadays. And guess what? People will pay you for that knowledge. They're going to pay you money for your experience and your expertise. And this business is really getting big, the knowledge broker business. It has been getting big. It's been growing a lot for the last few years. It's still growing at a huge rate. Online courses, for example, they're expected to reach $319 billion a year by 2029. That's one of the, I think I've heard a higher number than that even. That's almost $1 billion a day. I wouldn't be surprised if it does become $1 billion a day by then. I think it will. And other forms of this, you know, it's not just online courses. You have membership sites, community sites that people pay a monthly income to, a subscription model. You have coaching, mentoring, consulting, and all of those things. You probably have enough expertise to do that. As long as you know more than the person you're coaching or teaching, you're probably going to be okay. You can make money at it. And becoming a coach, having a six-figure, a multiple six-figure coaching business is very achievable. You can easily become a multiple six-figure coach. Six figures per year I'm talking about. All kinds of people in companies will pay for your knowledge. We personally experience this. We have companies paying us for leadership training and coaching, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, workshops, that kind of thing, to teach leadership. Now, and my wife is the expert in that. She's the one who does all that. I just kind of work in the background, helping her, and I run my business. But, you know, I could do the same thing. I can do coaching and mentoring on real estate investing, coaching real estate agents, and any of that kind of stuff. So even if I didn't have the real estate, I don't have to worry about having money. I don't have to worry about retiring. But you're going to find that there are a lot of people out there who will pay you money. Hell, some of them will even give you a chunk of their company if you help them. I know of a lot of people that are charging a fee plus a small portion of equity in the company when they help a company with their problems. So when you start thinking about retirement, just stop. Stop thinking about it for a minute. Think about a career change. Think about being a paid expert. Believe it or not, this can actually help you live longer. You can add some years to your life because you have a purpose. You have something to do. You have knowledge to pass on to people and help people. And they're going to pay you well for it. and you're going to have lower stress in your life, and you're going to be healthier because of it. So when you think about retirement, don't rely on your pension plan that might not be there. Don't rely on your 401k that could lose half its value and that somebody's in the background charging you fees and taking money out of it without, and you don't even know about it. Don't depend on your savings account. Depend on yourself. Look into your area of expertise and see what you can do with it. Look into investing in real estate. Look into buying a business. And you might be surprised at what you can do. You can probably do a lot more than you think you can and never have to retire. And maybe enjoy your life with a little more money. And if you do it right, you could even have a little more time on your hands than going to work 40 hours a week or 60 hours a week at your job. That would be great, wouldn't it? So that's about it for this time. And as always, don't forget to go to subscribe.financialmomentum.co and sign up for my newsletter. It comes out every Saturday and it's free. You can get that at subscribe.financialmomentum.co and it'll be emailed to your inbox every Saturday. So that's about it for this time. I'll see you next time on the Financial Momentum Podcast.